Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
off his brand new CD offering. That was Israeli-born New York City resident Eden Ladin with the song Times Square to kick off this big hour of Neon Jazz. So he grew up in Tel Aviv, and his father was the famous Israeli drummer Gil Ladin. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the soundtrack of his early life.
When I was a baby, when I was like a few months old, I would fall asleep while my father was practicing drum. Like, it was like my bedtime story was like his drum. So I've always been surrounded with like music.
So at 4, he started playing the drums. By 8, he went on over to the keys and played it through grade school, and it has been a constant in his life to this very day. He got an undergrad scholarship to study at the New School of Jazz and Contemporary Music and learned from the likes of George Cables, Reggie Workman, Billy Harper, Charles Tolliver, and the great Lee Konitz. So he came to New York City in 2008 and has been prominent on the scene ever since. And he's played with some big names over the years like Mark Juliana, the great Donnie McCaslin, Marcus Gilmore, and so many others. He still visits his home of Israel quite a bit, and he is a very busy cat on the festival and club circuit, and for very good reason. Great to kick the show off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of talents on the keys like Joe Cartwright and the great Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, grooming your ears and mind with the finest music to elevate your spirit and cognition. So one of those huge moments for Mr. Ladin as a kid was hearing Herbie Hancock. And as we go into the 1962 tune Watermelon Man, let's get into him describing the influence.
Like when I was 3, my favorite record was like Herbie Hancock Headhunters. So it was kind of for me, like, you know, when dad goes to work, it means he goes to play shows. So for me, it was kind of like obvious, like, oh, that's what you do. You know, you play music. Like that's what I should do.
Thank you.
Ron. I'm Eden Ladine. I'm a jazz pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz. You're going to listen to my record, Yekum, who was released on Contagious Music. I hope you enjoy.
Those were the new darlings of the jazz world, the outfit known as Snarky Puppy, off the 2013 CD Family Dinner with the tune Free Your Dreams, as you should. So after a decade of relentless touring and recording in relative obscurity, this Texas-bred, New York-based quasi-collective suddenly found itself, held up by the press and public as one of the major figures in the jazz world. It's bizarre. They just popped up overnight. They have gotten Grammys, and they are a collective of sorts with as many as 25 members in regular rotation. They travel the world. They delight all their fans with their blend of music, and it is hard to put an exact finger on their sound, but we will stick with jazz. From the legendary pianist Errol Garner, a brilliant man on the keys, this is the tune If I Had You off the 1958 LP Soliloquy, next on this intriguing hour of jazz.
to the best in jazz from Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Gerald Cannon, thank you very much.
That was Pakistan-born Southern California rear jazz guitarist Reza Bassi with the tune Thin King off the 2017 CD offering called Unfiltered Universe. Man, I love the titles of these CDs on this hour. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Rez talked about that early trek to the United States. Have a listen.
You know, look, I was 4 years old, so I think in that realm of time, you're really a child no matter where you are, unless you're in some kind of war-torn country, which obviously that's happening all around the world. I wasn't part of any war at that time. Coming when to the U.S. when you're 4 years old, I think everything's just like, you know, like a big fairy tale at that time. So I can't really remember like juxtaposing those two cultures.
So he would go on to the University of Southern California and the Manhattan School of Music, studying with some grand music minds. New York has been his home for the last 25 years, and he has spent that time amassing a unique sound as a composer and instrumentalist. He is considered by many to be one of the foremost modern jazz guitar players in the world, with over 12 albums to his credit, mostly originals to boot. So Rez talked about the power of one show that he caught live in his life. And as we hear him explain, let's listen to the magic duo of Joe Pass and Ella Fitzgerald with the tune Why Don't You Do Right off the 1986 CD Easy Livin'. And that's all those two did. Next on this hour of jazz, Foley, Easy Livin', baby.
Funny, because the first concert my friend took me to was Ella Fitzgerald at the Universal Amphitheater, which is really a big place, and Joe Pass was on guitar. That just kind of turned my head, and I thought, wow, this older gentleman, you know, is playing like all over the guitar. And I you know, when you're young, technique really does turn you on a lot, but, you know, facility is like a big element, especially when you're coming from, you know, people like Van Halen and these type of players.
You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Bassi, you're listening to Jazz with Joe Domino. Please keep on listening and continue your support. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was the international touring musician out of Boylston, Massachusetts. He's a native of there, Mark Zaleski, with his band with the tune Bigfoot off the 2017 CD Days, Months, Years. And that's about how it works. So he's a soloist, multi-instrumentalist, and a bandleader performing with the finest over the years, like Dave Brubeck, Christian McBride, Connie Francis, Bob Moses, Jason Palmer, and so many others. His parents were fans of rock and pop from the 60s and 70s, like the Beatles, Hendrix, and Zeppelin, and even the Temptations and Stevie Wonder. But his brain always gravitated towards that jazz. From Kansas City's own drummer, Arnold Young, with his flavor mixing systems, live at the Great Westport Coffee House Theater. I caught a show there recently. You should get down and have a taste. This is the song Flavor Mix Drum, circa 2017, on this flavor-intense hour of jazz, kids. Thank you.
Mahari. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Japanese jazz talent Sudao Watanabe with the 2017 tune Rebob. He can tear it up equally on the alto sax, soprano sax, and the flute. This bossa nova bass background cat has over 10 albums, and they've reached the top 50 Billboard charts, and two have made it within the top 10. All right, from the Big T, trombonist and singer right out of Vernon, Texas, this is Jack Teagarden with his orchestra. This is the 1956 song, The Blues, off the LP. Big T plays the blues. That's all he does, baby. Next on Neon Jazz.
In Vernon, Texas, raised in Tennessee. Oh, I was born in Vernon, Texas, raised in Tennessee. And I ain't gonna let no one woman make a fool out of me. Oh, I'm going up the country, baby, but I can't take you. Oh, I'm going up the country, baby, but I can't take you. Cause there ain't nothing up yonder that a good-looking gal can do. Oh, yeah.
Final track on this hour of music that has flown by is from a very well-traveled cat on the bays, Kyle Eastwood, with the 2009 tune Bel Air off the CD Metropolitan. And yes, he is the son of Clint Eastwood, but he has built quite a legacy in the world of jazz. And his father has always done the world of jazz well, like that 1988 film Bird and many others. But Kyle, he's out there and he's doing the good jazz work. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that knows no boundaries, but he always pushes the envelope. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.